Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
PH Cells, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, Jackson McLeod, Atlantic Farms, Summer Harvest.
Checking in since our last video. We just opened up the greenhouses on this beautiful summer day. Everything's progressing really nicely. First house is almost finished, and the other two houses are in week two of flower. So feel really good about where we are at the beginning of the summer. It's been 5 weeks since we last checked in, and we're in week 7 of flower now, and things are looking really good. We're going to start taking down this week, and we got a couple different varieties. Some of them are finishing faster than others. The Purple Punch will be first. That's one's really pushing the finish line. And this Applejack over here, it's got about another week left in it. But everything's looking really good, and very excited to get it down into the store for everybody. Made it to harvest day, looking really good, very excited about how everything turned out, and we're taking it down. The harvesting process starts by cutting the flowers off the plant. We then take them to the processing table where we defan them, pull all the big leaves off. That gets them ready to go into the drying room where they'll hang for approximately 2 weeks. So the greenhouse empties out fast, but we got the next round ready to go in. We're going to run a bunch of hazes. We found they do really well in the summer heat, and very excited to get these in the ground and get them vegging before the 4th of July. We're finishing up the harvest with these gelatos here. Everything turned out amazing. We're really excited to bring this and all the other flowers down to the store this Friday.
Okay, folks, that's Jackson McLeod. That was a couple of months ago.
Yes, I
bet he was. And we'll continue to do that as part of our group. Communal advertising program that we've talked about right here at the show. Now back to the show with your host, me, Grandpa Bill. Hey, folks, welcome back to another live Facebook with Trina Felber. I'll be back in about 25 minutes.
Hi, guys. Trina here. Hi. I am preventing mask mouth. Have you guys heard of this? It's real. So I am going to be teaching you guys really quickly how to prevent mask mouth. One tip. Hey, Penelope. Hey, Victoria. How are you guys? Look. What's hiding under your mask, guys? We are wearing masks so much now. You know, I worked in the operating room as a registered nurse, nurse anesthetist, for 13 years. And actually longer than that, it's probably more like 15 years, wearing a mask every single day. And I never thought that it would be the general public. So in the operating room, the air is a little bit different. It's colder, more moist, you know, it's different in the operating room. The masks that you wear there are those blue masks. They're not as thick. Hey, Kelly. Hi, Arlene. Hi, Jody. Don't forget 18 member. Yes, Jody, 18 member. So I'm going to be talking a little bit today about your dental health, because what's happening under the mask right here is so dangerous to your health. It really, really is. And nobody really understands it yet because it's just starting to come to light. We've been wearing masks probably since really about April. I think all of this kind of hit in March, but masks didn't really become mandatory until around April. So April, May, June, July for some of us. We've been wearing them even more now that we're getting out into the real world. Back into the normal, you know, work environment and things like that. And if that's you and you're wearing a mask all day long, hi, Cindy, you are at risk for mask mouth. I'm going to tell you what it is. You're also at increased risk. Have anybody noticed more breakouts in the area that they wear their mask? That's another thing. I'll be talking about that next month, a little bit more next month, about the acne and the skin conditions associated with the mask. However, today I want to touch on mask mouth, because I've been reading more and more about it, and I actually had a conversation just recently with a dentist this weekend. A good friend of mine is a dentist, and he said people are coming in that never had dental disease before, and he's starting to notice a decline in oral health in people that never had issues in the past. And he said it's all being attributed, hi Tracy, to the masks, wearing the masks. So they're good. They're there to protect you. You know, what I can say is if you can put the mask down and take a couple breaths without the mask on, whether you step outside for a little while or you go somewhere that you are not around other people, that's always going to be beneficial. So what's happening? I don't wear a muzzle. I'm exempt. Tara. Acne, definitely. Kathleen says yes. All of these things are things we never thought we would have to deal with. Mask mouth is because most people, when you're wearing a mask all day, you start breathing. They're heavy. They're hard to breathe through. What do you do when you have a hard time breathing? You start breathing through your mouth. When you don't breathe through your nose, you lose the humidification that happens in your nose. You're supposed to breathe through your nose for a reason, because the hairs in your nose will catch bacteria. It's going to help catch the bacteria before you inhale it. It's also moisture in your nose, so it's going to humidify the air. When you breathe through your mouth, you start getting very dry mouth. You don't have anything that's going to catch the bacteria. You're going to end up with a dry mouth, and the bacteria is going to cause more acid production inside your mouth, and you end up with the wrong bacteria, which ultimately means when you go to your dentist, you have cavities and gum disease prevalent that you never had before. Mask mouth is real. So if you've noticed, I had my LED teeth whitener under my mask. I like to use this under my mask because the red and the blue LED lights really do. The blue lights, there's actually some research out there that has been done on how blue light is very effective set at certain wavelengths, with which this falls into. It is known and it has been proven to kill bacteria and even viruses. So I will sometimes just put, you know, it plugs right into my cell phone. So I'll put my cell phone in my pocket. You can do your treatment. So you can do your treatment. I'll put my gel on. Usually I'll put the gel on too. It's the activated charcoal, or we have the white formula of gel as well. So doing the treatment with the gel, because it's an olive oil base and it has the essential oils, it's going to help keep your mouth moist and reduce the wrong bacteria inside your mouth. So that is going to be the key factor in preventing gum disease and dental disease and cavities. Bad breath. If you have bad breath, especially now that you're wearing a mask, if you have bad breath, that is the very first sign that you have an imbalance in the bacteria inside your mouth. That imbalance is a signal. That bad breath is a signal that it's the wrong bacteria. So if you're wearing a mask all the time, there are a couple things that you can do. Let me quickly tell everybody, because there might be people here that are joining me that don't know me. So let me give myself a quick introduction. And then I'm going to look at Tom. I'm going to look at the mask block, the bacteria. I'm going to give you some answers to that. So keep posting questions if you guys have them. But if you don't know me, tag people, tag friends. If you know people that are wearing masks all day long, tag them so they can listen to this, because this is true. This is what's going to be what makes people sick, as opposed to possibly the actual sickness from the pandemic. This is what could actually, after that leaves, or after you've been exposed to that, or whatever happens, this is actually what could make you sick long-term. So I'm Trina Felber. I'm the CEO of Primal Life Organics back here. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a master's degree in anesthesia. I've written Beauty's Dirty Secret. That's my best-selling book. I'm also an expert at dental health, natural dental health, and skincare. So I've spoken worldwide on all of these topics, and I'm here to talk a little bit about your dental health. So wearing a mask all day, most people don't realize they are mouth breathing. You try to catch yourself. If you're mouth breathing, stop, breathe through your nose if you can. The masks make it much more difficult to breathe through your nose because there's higher resistance. But breathing through your nose is going to humidify the air a little bit more, and it's going to help catch in the cilia, in the back, in the hairs in your nose, will help catch the bacteria and viruses and things like that. So Tom, these masks, believe it or not, most of these masks, I'm going to take this off for a second, most of the masks that people are wearing have gaps in them, right? A true N95 mask, if you want to wear a true N95 mask, is going to be very tight fitting, so that nothing can get through. That also causes an increase in resistance to breathing. So there are benefits to it, but there's also some problems that can develop long term. If you are someone that struggles with breathing, or just wearing that mask for a long time, the tight fitting sealed mask can cause respiratory problems, even if there is no bacteria or no virus. It's because you have to work harder to breathe. There's more resistance to breathing. Hence why a lot of people will then start mouth breathing. Mouth breathing, though, reduces the humidity. You don't produce the same type of humidity or in your mouth that you would in your nose. So the bacteria, whatever gets in, and yes, you will still get bacteria primarily because you have bacteria in your mouth anyway. So the acids, the increase in the temperature, everything that's going on inside that mask, the humidity is going to cause more breeding or more bacteria or viral replication. It's a breeding ground. You have to understand that the bacteria and viruses like to live in a certain environment. More acid, more dark, and more moist means there's more bacteria and viral growth, which hence is what happens inside your mouth. So the bacteria, the mouth breathing causes more breathing ground inside your mouth. You lose the protection of your nose. It also, when you're breathing through your mouth, decreases your saliva production. If you've listened to me talk before, you know how important your saliva is. If you've never heard me talk, your saliva is what keeps you safe 24/7. My goal with my dental products is to support your saliva, because after you're done brushing, it's your saliva that's going to help break down your food, help kill viruses and bacteria with the proteins that are in them. It's going to help remineralize your teeth, and it's going to help keep your mouth moist and your gums healthy, your teeth remineralize, all of that. So it's really important to support your saliva, but when you're mouth breathing, you have a decrease in saliva. You're probably drinking less than you realize. When you're wearing a mask, because you're dehydrating yourself even more, you should actually increase the amount of water you're drinking. Decrease the coffee, decrease the tea, decrease the alcohol, increase the water, because you're dehydrating yourself just by wearing a mask. mask over your face, even for a couple of hours a day. Gum disease, which is ultimately what happens from mask mouth, you probably end up with gum disease first and then end up with cavities. So you probably won't even know that you're having this going on because gum disease is silent. We don't really feel it. We don't really know it's going on until it starts bleeding. Once you've got bleeding gums and inflamed gums, you are at increased risk, not just for cavities. You're at increased risk for heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all inflammatory diseases, including digestive diseases. So mask mouth is real. So the things that you can do to prevent it, let me make sure I'm not missing anything that I want you guys to really, really know. You want to protect your teeth. Sour breath. Yes, okay. I think I've got you guys covered on all the information that I wanted to make sure I gave you. Okay, so the things that you can do, obviously we're not going to be getting rid of these masks for a long time. I think if they're here to stay for a while. So what I would suggest is anytime that you can lower the mask and just get some fresh air, that's always beneficial. Always. So take extra breaks. If you are someone that works in an office building, take your breaks outside, take shorter, more breaks, shorter time. So if you get 15 minutes, maybe go outside for five, three times as opposed to one 15 minute break. Most companies, offices, as long as the staffing is okay and it's not going to put anything in jeopardy, wouldn't have a problem with that. That way you can keep your mouth every 5 minutes. Make sure you take plenty of water with you and drink your water. You can also make sure that you're drinking when you have your mask on. So have your water bottle right near you. And just a tip, guys, just because cold and flu season, regardless of the pandemic, I have a blog article that I just came out last week. So if you go to the Primal Life Organics, or maybe Kat's on with me, Kat can post the blog about how to protect yourself against the flu and cold season. It's a really great article. One of the things that, I don't even know if it's in there, one of the things to be cognizant of is if you drink out of a bottle like this, or a water bottle, that you make sure you're drinking from a spout that's closed. Because if you have one that the spout doesn't get covered up, then you need to wipe that off before you stick it in your mouth. Does that make sense? This at least is going to catch all the bacteria and the bugs in the air, and then your spout is going to be safe. So I always try to make sure when I take a water bottle, especially now anywhere, that I have one that closes like this. You can buy these caps on Amazon that are universal for most bottles. So just make sure. Otherwise, if you're drinking out of a spout that's open, make sure you wipe it off. Okay. The last thing you want to do is introduce things. And then just be cognizant. Another tip is to make sure that you're breathing through your nose. If you're having a hard time breathing, that just means you need to probably take a couple more breaks or air it out a little bit every once in a while. I mean, you can do this almost all day long. Just kind of air it out every once in a while. You want to make sure you're getting a new air circulation in that mask quite frequently. You just don't want to keep, and the rebreathing of CO2, that's not necessarily a thing, to be honest with you guys, but it's more that the environment that's under that mask that's going to cause the problems. So the more that you can kind of air it out, go outside, get some fresh air, take your drink of water, taking care of your mouth. Mouth care, oral care is so extremely important. So what I would tell you guys is make sure you're brushing. You want to make sure you're brushing your teeth twice a day. It's extremely important to keep your teeth and your mouth healthy. Now, if anybody's new and has not tried any of my products, I suggest you start with my dental detox kit. It has everything you need in it to keep your mouth healthy. This is like your dental hygienist that you take home and you put in your own hand, and you get to take care of your mouth twice a day. This is going to give you the products that are going to support the right environment inside your mouth. It's not going to produce more acid. This is going to help make your mouth more alkaline. So wearing a mask will actually not be as harmful to you as long as you're just doing the basic things. Brushing twice a day with an alkaline powder or paste, using a good gum serum, and I'm not talking mouthwash. If you're using mouthwash, anybody out there still using mouthwash? If you're using mouthwash, especially any that have alcohol in them, you are going to be producing more acid. You are going to cause mask mouth even faster because mouthwash is going to destroy your good bacteria and create more acid in your mouth. So my kit comes with my gum serum. And by the way, guys, I would suggest right now I have a sale going on. It's 20% off your entire order to go back to school or go back to the real world or the outside world or whatever. 20% off. School 20 is the coupon code. School 20. I have been suggesting people get two bottles. If you're getting the detox kit, one comes in here, get an extra bottle to throw in your bag. Get one for your kids. Put them in their lunch boxes or their school bags. Because if you can use this, so it's one or two drops, moistens your gum tissue. It's alkaline. It has the essential oils in it that's going to help keep your gums healthy and reduce the bad bacteria inside your mouth. It's going to keep your lips, your gums, and your mouth tissues moist. That's the number one thing, especially if you do mouth breathe, which most of us will. You won't even think about it. You won't even know you're doing it. And if you're one of those people that you're very in tune, you'll notice that you're doing it. So make sure that you're taking care of your mouth. So the gum serum, I've been suggesting people get an extra bottle to put in their purse, their work bag, school bag, and then just put this on as often as you can. I would say once every 1 to 2 hours. If you're wearing a mask almost continuously, it will most likely help keep your gums moisture, your whole mouth tissue moisture. Brush in the morning, brush at night, use the gum serum. Scraping your tongue. When I asked this dentist, in your opinion, what is the one thing people aren't doing that would most likely benefit their entire health and help prevent mask mouth? He said, scraping their tongue, nobody will do it. I said, seriously? I talk about this all the time. Scraping your tongue is probably the number one thing from what he said, and I agree. Scraping your tongue. So guess what? In the oral detox kit, you get a tongue scraper. It's upside down. It's right there on the end. You get a copper tongue scraper. You can scrape your tongue once in the morning or once at night or both times. That is going to help remove that bacteria that's sitting on your tongue. That bacteria is a breeding ground for more bad bacteria, creating more acid. And then as you're dehydrating your mouth, breathing through your mouth, and have a mask on, your tongue is what's going to capture all that bacteria and just grow it. So get rid of it. Scrape your tongue. From what the dentist said and what I agree with, scraping your tongue is probably one of the most beneficial things you can do. If you've already got all my tools, but you don't have a tongue scraper, grab yourself a tongue scraper and start scraping. It takes about 10 seconds, but it can probably impact your overall health the most because we're probably not doing it. That's what most people aren't doing. You also get floss. He also said flossing, and I agree. Scraping your tongue and flossing. Most people are brushing at least once a day. I say you need to up that to twice a day, but it's the flossing and the tongue scraping are the missing links for better dental health. Why? Because between your teeth is where the bacteria will ultimately hide. Think about this. It's playing hide and seek. My kids are playing sardines at home last week with the nanny. They were playing sardines, and I was like, huh, I've never heard of sardines. So tell me, how do you play sardines? So there's like six of them. So one person hides and the other five people have to go find them. But the first person that finds them hides with them. The second person comes along, they hide with them, the third, the fourth, the fifth. So by the time there's five people hiding from the last person looking for them, you're cramped like sardines. So bacteria inside your mouth is like sardines. So it's gonna hide. Where's it gonna hide? In the place you're not gonna look for it, or you're gonna have a hard time getting it. And that is between your teeth. It's between your teeth in the little gum tissue. So once there's one little bacteria, another little sardine is going to come over, or he's going to multiply. Now there's two, now there's three, now there's four. Now they're starting to migrate because it's getting cramped and crowded. So between your teeth, they start to migrate, and then you start to get, you don't know they're between your teeth because they're not really showing or doing anything. And if you're not flossing, you're not getting bloody floss picks, right? So it starts to migrate, and it starts to cause your gum tissue to get a little inflamed and starts to pull away from your teeth. Have you ever done that? Have you ever seen that, the little pockets? So that's probably caused by the bacteria that started between your teeth. Easy solution. Floss your teeth, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, floss your teeth. You can do it once a day. You can do it twice a day. My tip is to do it twice a day. And by the way, floss picks are in here in the dental detox kit. So my floss picks are biodegradable. Anybody that's, you know, really into the eco-friendly, you know, environmental things, they're biodegradable, made with cornstarch. They have a pick on the end that you can pick. And they also have the floss, which is bamboo string with activated charcoal. So you floss. Now, you're technically supposed to use these once and pitch them. Why? You're flossing bacteria, okay? So most people are like, how can I just use them 2, 3, or 4 times? Okay, if you really want to use this morning and night, here's what I suggest you do. And this is also for your mask. I'm just gonna mention this in a minute, but my silver handitizer is made with colloidal silver and essential oils that help to keep everything clean. So you can use it on surfaces, you can spray it on your hands. What I suggest is spraying it after you're done using it. You can give it one spritz, and then it's sitting there during the day, and then you pick it back up to use it at night and give it one more spritz. You do or don't, it doesn't matter whether you wait for this to dry or not, because it's all food grade, and everything that's in the handitizer is like the essential oils that will just help between your gums. So you do or don't need to wait for it to dry. So then you would just floss your teeth and then pitch it. So if you're going to use this more than once, I would suggest it's a morning and night with a spritz of a handitizer, my silver handitizer, in between uses before you put it in your mouth again. So that's how you use the floss. Make sure you are flossing, guys. It's really, really important. It's probably the second missing link to dental health and periodontal disease. And then what else comes in here? You get a deodorant. You get the 2 tooth powders a morning and night, and you get a deodorant. I'm not going to go into deodorant today, but the deodorant that's in here that I created is baking soda free for anybody that's worried about getting a rash. Baking soda is typically what causes a rash with natural deodorant, and it's detoxifying your pits. So it's going to help keep you healthier because it's helping to get rid of the toxins that are in your pits and your tissues. Okay. If you guys have questions, I'm going to start answering. Love how she talks. Brings me right back to Brooklyn. I'm trying to go. I'm in a hurry, so I'm trying to go fast so I can get all my information in. And I don't want to bore anybody. Sometimes it's boring when the speaker just talks really slow. So I just want to keep you guys on track and with me, listening. I want your attention. 1, 2, 3. All right. So the other key when I started this, if you weren't with me when I first started, the LED teeth whitener is another key component for keeping my mouth healthy. I can wear it right under my mask. When you're at home, when you're not wearing your mask, you can do your treatment.
Let's stop it right there. We'll be right back after this break.
Really, really.
Hey, folks, here's Trina. I'll be back in 25 minutes.
We've been wearing masks probably since really about April. I think all of this kind of hit in March, but masks didn't really become mandatory until around April. So April, May, June, July for some of us. We've been wearing them even more now that we're getting out into the real world, back into the normal work environment and things like that. And if that's you and you're wearing a mask all day long, hi, Cindy. You are at risk for mask mouth. I'm going to tell you what it is. You're also at increased risk. Has anybody noticed more breakouts in the area that they wear their mask? That's another thing. I'll be talking about that next month, a little bit more next month, about the acne. And
damn it.
Hi guys, Trina here. 1, 2. It's the activated charcoal, or we have the white formula of gel as well. So doing the treatment with the gel, because it's an olive oil base and it has the essential oils, it's gonna help keep your mouth moist and reduce the wrong bacteria inside your mouth. So that is going to be the key factor in preventing gum disease and dental disease and cavities. Bad breath, if you have bad breath, especially now that you're wearing a mask, if you have bad breath, that is the very first sign that you have an imbalance in the bacteria inside your mouth. That imbalance is a signal, that bad breath is a signal that it's the wrong bacteria. So if you're wearing a mask all the time, there are a couple things that you can do. Let me quickly tell everybody, because there might be people here that are joining me that don't know me. So let me give myself a quick introduction. And then I'm going to look at Tom. I'm going to look at the mask block the bacteria. I'm going to give you some answers to that. So keep posting questions if you guys have them. But if you don't know me, tag people, tag friends. If you know people that are wearing masks all day long, tag them so they can listen to this, because this is true. This is what's going to be what makes people sick, as opposed to possibly the actual sickness from the pandemic. This is what could actually, after that leaves, or after you've been exposed to that or whatever happens, this is actually what could make you sick long-term. So I'm Trina Felber. I'm the CEO of Primal Life Organics back here. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a master's degree in anesthesia. I've written Beauty's Dirty Secret. That's my best-selling book. I'm also an expert at dental health, natural dental health, and skincare. So I've spoken worldwide on all of these topics, and I'm here to talk a little bit about your dental health. So wearing a mask all day, most people don't realize they are mouth breathing. Mm-hmm. You try to catch yourself. If you're mouth breathing, stop, breathe through your nose if you can. The masks make it much more difficult to breathe through your nose because there's higher resistance. But breathing through your nose is going to humidify the air a little bit more, and it's going to help catch in the cilia, in the hairs in your nose will help catch the bacteria and viruses and things like that. So, Tom, these masks, believe it or not, most of these masks, I'm going to take this off for a second, most of the masks that people are wearing have gaps in them. A true N95 mask, if you want to wear a true N95 mask, is going to be very tight fitting so that nothing can get through. That also causes an increase in resistance to breathing. So there are benefits to it, but there's also some problems that can develop long term. If you are someone that struggles with breathing or just wearing that mask for a long time, the tight fitting sealed mask can cause respiratory problems, even if there is no bacteria or no virus. It's because you have to work harder to breathe. There's more resistance to breathing. Hence why a lot of people will then start mouth breathing. Mouth breathing, though, reduces the humidity. You don't produce the same type of humidity or in your mouth that you would in your nose. So the bacteria, whatever gets in, and yes, you will still get bacteria primarily because you have bacteria in.
Trina will be right back. The tape is playing.
In your mouth anyway. So the acids, the increase in the temperature, everything that's going on inside that mask, the humidity is going to cause more breeding or more bacteria or viral replication. It's a breeding ground. You have to understand that the bacteria and viruses like to live in a certain environment. More acid, more dark, and more moist means there's more bacteria and viral growth, which hence is what happens inside your mouth. So the bacteria, the mouth breathing causes more breeding ground inside your mouth. You lose the protection of your nose. It also, when you're breathing through your mouth, decreases your saliva production. If you've listened to me talk before, you know how important your saliva is. If you've never heard me talk, Your saliva is what keeps you safe 24/7. My goal with my dental products is to support your saliva, because after you're done brushing, it's your saliva.
Mask mouth. I think we went back to the beginning. Damn it.
Probably you can either wipe it with a towel or a tissue, or you don't have to. You can let it dry because it's colloidal silver, so you can let it dry. But yes, that's a great idea. My toothbrush is the other thing that I use the silver sanitizer for. So I have one in my bag.
Start over again. Damn it. Spinning. We'll be right there. Stay with us.
Five treatments a week for 5 weeks, for 4 weeks. 20 treatments for the initial. That helps get your mouth clean and healthy and moist, and set you up for when you're wearing your mask, that you're going to keep your mouth moister and healthier. The gum tissue between your teeth is going to be cleaner and everything. Hi, Trina. Hi, Marie. I got a notice. The package is at the post office. Yay, Marie. She's getting her carrot seed products. By the way, tomorrow's email is going to be about the carrot seed and oily skin, and how carrot seed benefits oily skin as well as normal skin, normal and dry skin. Can we use that to clean the tongue scraper as well? So, yes, Sabrina, that's an awesome idea. Yes. Yep. So when you're done scraping your tongue, I would rinse it off because it's probably going to have some white gunk on there, and then dry it, and then you can just do a spritz. You can either wipe it with a towel or a tissue, or you don't have to. You can let it dry because it's colloidal silver, so you can let it dry. But yes, that's a great idea. My toothbrush is the other thing that I use the silver sanitizer for. So I have one in my bag, I have one in my car, and I have one in my bathroom, the silver sanitizer. I stocked up because it's great for your hands, but it's great for services, it's great for doors, it's great when you go to the grocery store and the carts, you know, I know most grocery stores are wiping their carts down, but anything that you're touching, you just really want to make sure that you're keeping yourself clean. And not, you know, it's cold and flu season, so people are going to start freaking out because they're getting sick and they don't know what from. So the better, the healthier you can keep yourself, the better off you're going to be. All right, let me start looking at some of these questions. Oh, it's an infomercial. I miss these. Good luck with your sales. Thanks, John Smith. You too. It's not really an infomercial. It's all about, you don't have to use my products. You can use whatever you want. I'm just teaching you what to use or what to look for in the products you're using. This woman is a complete lunatic. Stop wearing a mask. Number two, go drink out of a garden hose. Where are these people coming from? Sometimes you get these people. I just don't get it. You guys can go. You're not welcome here. Seriously. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. Do these mask issues happen for healthcare professionals who were already wearing them for long periods of time prior to the pandemic? Hey, Lauren. So, Lauren, I touched on this a little bit. I was a registered nurse, and I was a nurse, still am, a nurse anesthetist in the operating room. In the OR, we wear a mask in the operating room continuously. I would sometimes be in a case for 8 hours, wearing a mask 8 hours straight, except for my breaks. Of course, I would go out and take it off and sit in the break room and things like that. So the masks are a little bit different. They're the blue, typically those bluer masks, the blue masks, they're not as tight fitting and they're thinner. And, you know, you can breathe through them. The air in the operating room is colder, typically, unless you're doing children, colder, and they keep it, they keep the humidity where it should be. So you're not, it's just different. It's sterile, the environment's sterile, so you're in a clean environment. And, you know, it's different when you're wearing it in an environment like that. Most healthcare professionals aren't wearing them straight hours, eight hours straight. Now they might be, so they still, like, if you're anybody that's really wearing a mask, especially the ones that are N95s or made out of material, The ones that are the blue ones are thinner and easier to breathe out of. But the ones that people are wearing that are like handmade cloth, and especially if they're two or three or four layers, they're harder to breathe out of. And you're creating that environment inside your mouth. There's less air movement, less air circulation. So really it depends on what you're using. So if you're a healthcare professional and you're wearing N95 masks, or you're wearing these types of masks, yeah, you're still at risk. Everybody's at risk for mask mouth. It's the lighter masks that we wore in the OR there's more air circulation in those, so it's not as detrimental. Oral health, though, is key. So regardless of what kind of mask you're wearing and how often, these are the things that you should be doing. But if you're wearing a mask repetitively, keeping yourself hydrated with lots of water, making sure you're taking breaks outside of your mask, or at least maneuvering it so you can get some airflow every once in a while in there. Mm-hmm. Stop breathing through your mouth. Make sure you're breathing through your nose. It becomes more prevalent or more likely you're going to breathe through your mouth when it's a heavier mask, because it seems easier. Your body will try to take the least resistant way, and breathing through your nose is more resistant than mouth breathing. I mean, think about people with asthma and children. When they start getting all stuffy, they breathe through their mouth because there's less resistance. So that's what happens a lot of times when you're wearing these, is you don't even realize it, but you're mouth breathing. Lungs are I was a nurse anesthetist in the operating room. In the OR, the other one's the washitizer. So the washitizer has a little bit of some saponified oils in it, so cleansing oils, kind of like a Castile. So only a little bit. And then it has a little bit of, I believe it's the hemp oil. So you wouldn't want to use the washitizer if you were spraying surfaces, because, or your clothes, so you could spray the silver sanitizer like on your clothes and there's no oils in it, and that can help keep you clean. You can spray your armpits. Honestly, you can spray your armpits. It's actually an armpit spray. I've done that. Seriously, that's the problem. The washitizer, though, is more like a hand wash. It's got some of the soap in it, just a tiny bit. Do you guys know what soap does to viruses? Which is why I have the two different products. Soap will destroy the outer coating or membrane of the virus and basically kill it, make it inactive. That's why I love the washitizer too. So the washitizer, maybe this is it. No, this is silver too. The washitizer comes the same way. You spray it on your hands. I like that one sometimes when I'm out and about. And sometimes the bathrooms are gross. Like sometimes are you looking at the bathrooms going, I need to wash my hands, but I feel like I'm cleaner out here than the bathroom. That's what I like that washitizer for. When you don't really want to go to the bathroom, it's got this, a little bit of soap in it. It's got the essential oils in it. It has some other, it's got witch hazel in it. Witch hazel, which is really good too. It's an astringent. So you spritz it. So what happens though, is the next time you go to the bathroom and you do wash your hands, when you run your hands under that water, it's just reactivating the soap. You're not going to feel it. It actually feels really hydrating on your skin. So my products aren't going to dry your hands out. So it'll actually reactivate that soap. You're not going to really feel it, but it will reactivate it and help clean your hands a little bit better than if you didn't have it on. It also soaks in. Those essential oils will soak into your hands from both of these, from the washitizer and the silver handitizer. And then if you want a balm, something to keep your hands protected but moist, the handitizer balm has the essential oils in it in a balm form. So you can put the, I'm so not prepared today. That's okay. It's like a body butter, or it comes in a little tin, you scoop it out, you put your hand, rub it on your hand, and it's got the essential oil. So as it absorbs into your skin, it's protected. Have you guys ever heard of like foot rubs that have like frankincense, myrrh, that boost your immune system? Think of that as what these do. They'll help support your immune system, the balm as well. So those things, those essential oils, are going to actually absorb into your skin. You essential oils are very helpful for boosting your immune system. So that's opposite of what alcohol-based sanitizers will do. So alcohol-based sanitizers will destroy your immune system and destroy your microbiome on your hands. They might protect you for 30 seconds and kill everything, but they're killing too much. And then what happens is they leave you susceptible to bacteria and other things. It takes 2 weeks. There's a study. It takes 2 weeks to reestablish the good bacteria on your hands from the last time you used bad ingredients like alcohol, SLS, triclosan. So 2 weeks you're at risk from the last time you used it. That's pretty bad. I like the powder better. What type of mouth freshener do you recommend for throughout the day? Diane, I personally recommend the gum serum because it's doing more than just freshening your breath. It's actually going to help increase the blood flow to your gum tissue, reduce any inflammation, help keep it alkaline, help neutralize the acid, help get rid of bacteria. The essential oils in there, as well as the olive oil, help also to detox. So that's why I like the gum serum. I do. That's, you know what? It's hands down like my favorite thing to do. In fact, I know some people around the office, they keep it with them and then they just rub it on right after they eat. So that's my favorite. That's what I use. Marie, I see you. Is the powder powder paste better than the wet paste? Trish wants to know. So loving all your info. Thank you, Shelby. What's the other spray? Let me see. Okay. I know Victoria says she likes the paste and or powder. Victoria said powder. I personally like the powder better, but it's personal preference, really. I usually tell people to start with the powder. The powder is a little bit more concentrated as far as the minerals and tends to speed the healing a little bit faster. So that's why that's what's in the oral detox kit. But the paste works very well as well. And for kids, I usually just suggest the paste. So really it's a preference. I usually tell people start with this, see how you like the powder. This is a 60-day supply. Start with the oral detox kit. It's a 60-day supply. After that, if you want to try the paste, try the paste. Some people will brush with the paste in the morning and the powder at night. So it's really all up to you. And then some people will travel with the paste and use the powder when they're not traveling. So it's really up to everybody. And Marie likes the powder. I like the powder too, seriously. I didn't make paste for a really long time because I love the powder. No, nothing's a stupid question, Lindsay, but thank you. Is there any way to reverse the cavity with your product? Oh, Lindsay, you need to sign up for my webinar. So I have a webinar coming up on what is my webinar? The dental health webinar? It's the dental health webinar. I can't remember what the actual, maybe I called it how to heal a cavity. Maybe it's how to heal a cavity, but I'm going to talk about how to heal a cavity. So on the website, if you search for courses, I don't know if Kat's still here. Kat might have left. If not, I'll post it. Lindsay, if you get my emails, yesterday's email last night and today's email had the courses in there. I'm going to be teaching a course on how to heal a cavity. Yes. This is what I recommend for people. I created it because my daughter had a cavity and I saved that tooth. That tooth lasted for 12 years. And she had a cavity when she was two. So yes, but you have to change the condition of your mouth. There's, if you search how to heal a cavity on my website, on the Primal Life Organics website, You can find my, I have blogs and stuff. Let me see if I can pull it up pretty easy. Let me see. Give me 1 second if I can. I think Kat went home, so she's off at 5. She had someplace to go, so she couldn't stick around. And I got on late, so I apologize for being a little late. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for. I've done a lot of these talks. Here we go. Let me go to search cavity. If you search for cavity, oh, did not yield any results. Wait, there's blog posts. Hold on. Is Kat here? Oh, she posted it. Oh, I didn't know you were still here, Kat. Thank you. I just assumed that you had left. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kat is going to post it, or did post it. So there is a blog post. I've done plenty of videos on how to heal a cavity. And then the link to the How to Heal a Cavity to Get Rid of Sensitive Teeth webinar, that's what it's called. Kat posted the link for that as well. There's also classes I'm going to be doing on skin. Oh, gosh, I'm going blank on what they're called. How to know it, or how your skincare is making you fat, sick, and forgetful. There's 2 webinar times for that. And then there's also how to read a skincare label. So I am also doing those classes. If you go to the website way at the bottom, I don't think it's there yet, but I will post the classes. Just look for classes, and then you can go look at what you are interested in. And I'll also be putting those in the emails as well, so you can look at those. We also have a skin consultant, if anybody's interested, a beauty consultant. Bree is her name, Brianna, and she's starting to take clients. She'll give you a free 15-minute consult about skin, dental, body care products, makeup. You just choose what you want to talk about for 15 minutes. You'll fill out a survey that will answer some questions, targeted questions, because 15 minutes isn't a lot of time. But it'll give her the background of what she needs to discuss with you. And there's, I think Kat can post Bree's calendar, so you can schedule a 15-minute consult with Bree if you have any questions. We've had a couple people scheduling with her, and a lot of people, it's for skincare. We can help you figure out what to use. Also, if anybody's interested, it's on the website, but it's up there. You can do it. I don't have all the copy done. I was working on it, but I know a lot of you guys were interested in the seasonal beauty, clean beauty box. I'm starting in the fall. We're going to have it's going to be a seasonal clean beauty box. Sorry, I'm getting thirsty. A seasonal clean beauty box, meaning that every season, change of season, so starting with the fall, you will get the skincare and the body care products specific for that season. So if you haven't ever noticed, things change with every season besides just the light amount of light we have and the temperature. Humidity changes, the foods that you eat change, your body changes, your diet changes, and your skincare should really change too with the seasons. It doesn't matter what kind of skincare or skin you have. It doesn't matter if your skin is dry. It doesn't matter if your skin is, and Kat just posted the link if anybody wants to check it out. It doesn't matter if you have oily skin. Every season, your skin changes. If you start feeding your skin by the season, you will notice dramatic changes. Like, for instance, in the fall, the humidity changes outside. The amount of sun that you get changes. You actually get more sun in the winter. We're closer to the sun in the winter, but the damage comes from the summer because we spend more time outside. So in the fall, the concerns of your skin are twofold. You want to get rid of the damage from the sun and the free radical damage from the sun from the summer, but you also need to increase the hydration or the moisture within your skin because you need to get ready for the dry air in the winter.
I'm going to stop it right there, folks. We'll be right back. There's about 22 minutes left. We'll be right back between it. Okay, folks, welcome back to the show. There's about 22 minutes left with Trina. Here we go. I'll wrap it up on the backside.
Okay. So for me, what I put together for you is a box that you don't even have to think about. It's a seasonal box. You will get skincare related for that season. So the Infinity and Beyond package is probably my most popular package. That is in the fall box. You will get all of the Infinity and Beyond. You are going to get the Fallen Face Serum as a bonus serum. You are going to get the Charglow Face Mask. The Charglow Face Mask is going to help get rid of the toxins so that your skin can be cleaner and handle the colder weather that's coming up, right? So you're also going to get some body care products. You're gonna want to start increasing the moisture in your legs and your arms. So the body butter, the Fallen body butter, is going to be in there. A body wash bar, because my body wash bars will not dehydrate your skin. And you're also going to get some foundation samples, because I know that your skin is changing, the color is changing, and I'm giving you the foundation samples because I can't give you the foundation because I don't know what color you are. But you will get to play with the foundation samples and figure out which one, or a blend of which ones, work for you. And there's going to be some surprise things in the beauty boxes as well. So seasonally, it's going to change. In the winter coming up, you're going to be looking forward to dry skin. Most people are. You're going to have dehydrated skin. So we're going to prepare for that. So the package that will come in the winter will be for skin, keeping it more moist and the moisture in. The oils will be a little bit heavier. Pomegranate is going to be the main oil. Marula oil is going to be in there as well. Hemp seed oil, tamanu oil will be in that package. Oh, pumpkin seed oil. These are phenomenal, phenomenal oils. So these are great for all skin types. You say, well, I have oily skin. I don't want those heavy oils. It's not a matter of does your skin need it, because your skin needs it even if it's oily. You use less. You would use less. So you just use less if your skin isn't as dry. But when you have those dry days, you just put on a little bit more. Your skin will tell you. If you start treating your skin right with the right products, get rid of the oil-based or the water-based skincare, because it's confusing you and it's confusing your skin. But if you go with products that are oil-based, your skin will start to tell you what it needs. And seasonally, that's what this beauty box is going to do. It's going to give you exactly what your skin needs based on the season that you have. Hey, Paula, did you want to join me? It says you want to join me, but I never know if it's true or not. Is this the link on Facebook? I'm on Instagram. It's the link. I'm sorry, guys, on Instagram. We can't post them on Instagram, the links. They are on Facebook. So if you check out Facebook, if you go to the website, the very top on the bar, it says the beauty box. So you can click on that and check it out as well if you don't want to go to Facebook. So you can check it out. It's really cool. So the subscription price is $297, and that's quarterly. So when you buy it, you will pay $297 for that box, and then we will ship that box. And then the next time you get charged will be for the winter box. And the subscription will renew the first of the month before the change of season, and you'll get your boxes right around the change of the season. Do I need to remove 2 silver fillings from childhood if I am not having any trouble with them? Also, can you please give me the name of a dentist who will remove them in my area, East Texas? Helen, I wish I knew all that information. So, Helen, I can't get into that right now. Really, amalgam fillings are harmful to your overall health, and you never know what health issues they're causing. So truly, they should be removed. They need to be removed by someone who knows how to take care of them. But I don't know all the dentists. So I would look up and search for someone who specializes in removing mercury fillings in your area. That's what I would do, because I don't know all the dentists. I wish I did. Trust me. I wish I did. But that's the best that I can tell you. They really should be removed. Unfortunately, I won't be able to afford the box, but I would like to be able to purchase the seasonal serums. The serums will be available, Victoria. The Fallen will be available soon, both the body butter and the moisturizer. If you want to buy the box by itself, there will be other perks of getting the membership box. You will also get other things. So you will be basically getting other things when you get the box. But if you want to buy the box without a membership, it will just cost a little bit more. So being a member, ordering the membership will give you the big discount. Here's the key. If you buy the box, so right now, guys, you can get $25 off the box. This is going to be the special for next weekend because you guys are on here with me and you're listening and I love you guys. I will tell you, if you put in Beauty Box 25, you can only use one coupon per purchase. But if you put in the coupon, so if you do the Beauty Box, make it a separate order if you're ordering something for 20% off, like the sale that's going on now, just make it two orders. Everything over $50 ships for free anyway. So if you're ordering the Beauty Box, put in the coupon Beauty Box 25 and you'll get $25 off that first box. It locks you into the $297 price because I'm telling you, ultimately, the price of the box will increase as our prices increase and as we get building the box and if I add more things to it. So this will lock you in no matter what. If you keep this box subscription for 3 years and the box price is now $399, you still pay $297. So it locks you in. So that's the beauty of having this box and getting in right away. I'm getting the Beauty Box. It's gonna be so much fun. Beauty Box. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you. Thank you for posting that. Beauty Box 25. And that locks you in. So you will get charged when you order. The box will ship at that season, and then you won't get charged again until the December box for winter. December 1st is when it will most likely charge. Clarity question. Is seasonal box price $297 for the year? Per quarter, Jenna, per quarter. It's per quarter. The value of the box is between $400. Right now it's between $400 and $450. You're gonna get free gifts. So it depends on what free gifts I get. And as I get going with this, I'm going to be giving you quite a few free gifts. So the value of the box might actually be closer to $500 for a lot of the months moving forward. So the value of the box is between $450 and $500. And you can look at it this way too, guys. When you're getting the seasonal skincare, the Infinity and Beyond package is close to $200. It's close to $200. For $100 more, you're going to get a bunch of other things. And you're going to get enough that you most likely won't need any other face products again. And here's the fun thing. If you do the whole year, you're going to end up with almost every face product and treatment that I have. So you're going to actually be getting everything. If you run out of the face exfoliator and you just, you know, you either wait till the next time it comes in the box or you can order that one off. But you are going to get almost every face product and face treatment. I'm 52 years old. I only use my products. I'm being completely transparent, not trying to sell. I'm trying to tell you, I think I know what I'm doing. 52 years old and I never get guessed in my 50s. I rarely even, people don't even think I'm 40. So, and when I tell people I'm 52, they're like, holy crap, you need to tell people that your skincare really works. So it's something that, you know, your skin needs to eat seasonally. And this is just my way of giving it to you without you having to think. You don't even have to worry about it. Chances are you might just need one or two extra bottles of face wash throughout the year. That's really it. And then you can decide which one you love the best, get that and use that in between all of the season boxes when you need it or when you want, you know, to use it. So it's really going to be fun. It's really going to be cool. You need to search for a holistic dentist. Yes, any dentist will say to remove them because they want the business, but you need someone who specializes. Yes, I agree, Chris. I guess there are no dentists in my area. I have called them up. Helen, I know you're in Texas. Look for a holistic dentist near you. And if not, I did a blog article and an interview with Dr. Scott Solomon. He's in Massachusetts. I don't know. I think he's in Connecticut. I don't know. Like if travel is something you can do, you can always get someone who specializes in that someplace else, book it with them and travel, make a vacation. It's not a fun vacation, but it's a vacation, and you can get it done somewhere else by someone who, Paula, do you want to come on, Paula? Let me see. You. Paula. Go live with Paula. Let me see if Paula really wants to come live. Sometimes it's a mistake. Would you consider a raffle membership for us who believe in your belly but don't have the funds? COVID destroyed my income as self-employed massage therapist for 40 years. Jenna. Hey, Jenna, I'll think about what I can do to help. Help out. I know that there's a lot of people in that situation, so I can honor that, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that. This has been a tough time for so many people. All right, I don't think, hey Paula, sorry, I tried to bring you on. Hi Trina, will this episode be available to watch again? Yes, you can. It's live on Facebook, so you'll be able to just rewatch it on Facebook, and I can post the link as well in an email coming up. So anyway, yeah, mask mouth is a real thing. So if you guys just join me, go back and watch the beginning, how to treat yourself for mask mouth. It's real. Even if you don't believe in it, it's real. And I don't want any surprises at the dentist office. If you're using my stuff, thank you. Yeah, no problem, John. We'll probably do raffles, giveaways of the like monthly boxes. I don't know if I can do it, we'll do a subscription, but we'll probably do monthly boxes because you'll be able to buy them separately. So that might be, watch the social media. We do giveaways all the time.
I'm trying to record. Jesus. You know, all that goes on this fucking tape.